The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Right, let's talk about feral kids. As if we didn't have enough problems, a new craze has emerged. It's called the Coronavirus Challenge, where young people assemble in groups, and what they do is they wait for some old people to appear and they cough in their face and say, now you've got the corona virus. It is outrageous behaviour. But I've no doubt people will say that we're being far too harsh on teenagers. Ian Power, CEO of Spunout.ie, and Steve Cummins, comedian stay-at-home dad, who has previous community work with teenagers, join us on the line. Ian, what do you make of this coronavirus challenge?
Well, this is actually the first I've heard of any such challenge. I know there's been reports on Twitter of this sort of thing happening, and it's absolutely disgusting and it shouldn't be happening. And we would hope that the Gardaí are intervening and breaking up groups. And I think there'll be more of that over the next few days, as you see the announcement from on Taoiseach after this afternoon, encouraging for that to take place. I don't think, you know, from my perspective, I'm not here to defend the bad behaviour of a small minority of group of people. And that goes for any age cohort. I think what we're trying to do here in Spunout is get the message across to all young people of the importance of physical distancing. And as well, I think one of the things we're trying to do is challenge this narrative that is really worrying that's emerging about young people, and to try to recognise that there are thousands of young people, hundreds of thousands of young people across the country who are doing their bit, playing their part, and they're staying indoors and they're helping out and they're helping their families. And I know a lot of parents who will be listening to your program will recognize that, because they will see that in their own homes. I do think there's obviously a problem generally about our adherence to physical distancing. I know, you know, the chief medical officer is quite happy with the rates of compliance, but I think all of us would like to see them closer to 100%. So we need to be doing much, much more. And I think the advice that the Gardaí will be stepping in, I think, is much more appropriate than perhaps some of the calls there were late last week for the public to intervene. I think that's not really appropriate. I think it's much more effective for the guards to do that. And then just generally, I think, Ivan, just to your point about getting the message across to young people, I think we need to speak to young people. We need to help them to understand. I think, as the Minister for Health said just at the briefing there at 4 p.m, this is all very surreal. And I don't think any of us came out of Christmas expecting ourselves to be, you know, isolated due to a global pandemic, you know, such in 3 months' time. So, you know, a lot of us are getting to grips with this. So I think we need to try to level with young people in our houses, talk to them about it, listen to their worries, and take them on board, and maybe explain what we think is the important thing for them to be doing right now.
Steve Cummins, there are, as I speak, elderly people isolated, self-isolating in terror, as they've never known before, because they feel if they get the virus, it could be the last sickness they ever get. And yet we have a cohort of young people who are off school and think this is great crack.
Ivan, we don't right now, really. Well, I have to say, the first I heard about this was when I spoke with one of your staff this morning. This is not a huge pandemic of young people. Young people are really being beaten with a stick at the minute, which I don't think they deserve. I mean, it wasn't teenagers in Cheltenham there last week. It wasn't teenagers in Temple Bar having videos of themselves parking. It wasn't teenagers in Bath in England who ran a half marathon there last week, like 1,000-odd people. It wasn't teenagers on Sunday when I was walking near my home with my wife. I had to take her out. She was scratching the door, so I let her out. And I was walking, there was a group of about 8 adults with toy planes, and they were standing around as close as you and I would be standing if we were in the pub together. And then they had their little toy planes out, and they were flying them in the sky. And these were grown men in their 40s, and they were completely flouting every idea of social distancing. You know, everyone likes to kind of find someone to demonize, and let's demonize the teenagers. It's not the teenagers. If of course, there are groups. There is, as Ian said, there's bad eggs everywhere. And there are bad teenagers. If your teen is out in the evenings, it's your fault. It's the parents. The adults are the ones who need to take responsibility. If you've never parented your kids up until now, Now you're finally seeing just how little control you have of your teams when you're saying, I need you to stay in just because granny or granddad could get sick, or somebody, one of our relatives could get sick, or even us, someone in our family could get sick. And if your kid is just disregarding and heading out anyway, you're either A, you've no control of him, or B, you're just such a bad parent that you're not even bothering to try to control them in the first place. Stop blaming the kids and look exactly where the mistake or where the problems are. And I think it's absolutely at the foot of the adults.
Well, I fully accept, Ian, that, you know, there are, as you said last night, some 600,000 kids in this age cohort, and the vast majority of them are well behaved. But I don't think that the listeners to this programme who text me each evening saying, I've just come in from a walk in the park in Raheny or wherever it is, and I couldn't believe what I saw in terms of youngsters congregating, not observing any social distance. I mean, is it not a fact of life that they are more rebellious, they are anti-authority and resent being told what to do, and we're now confronted with an absolutely unprecedented wartime situation, and they need to cop on, a lot of them?
Yeah, I think there's an element of understanding that we need to bring to this as well. Like, I mean, I know that listeners will be concerned if they do see young people congregating in parks and things like that. I think we just need to understand that, look, for a lot of young people, particularly in urban areas, you know, there's 7-8 people living to very cramped living conditions, you know, in 2-bed apartments in council estates in the inner city. And so really, for young people, they don't really necessarily have an option to stay indoors. And for other young people, you know, home is not a happy, safe or welcoming place for them to be either. And a lot of children get terrorized in their homes. So if you see them out in the street, it's the lesser of two evils for them, I think, to be honest. So I know where you're coming from. And I think, you know, we all need to do better to try to get the message across that if they are going to be outside, I know that the Taoiseach said this afternoon that, you know, groups outdoors are going to be limited to 4 people, and that'll have to be enforced, and we'll see how that plays out. But I think we all need to do better to get across that, you know, physical distancing means, you know, being 2 meters apart from one another if you're outside. And as well, I think, you know, it's up to parents to try to make home as welcoming a place as it possibly can be for the next few weeks. You know, the measures have been extended now to the 19th of April. I think we'll expect to see them extended perhaps much further than that. And so we have to get comfortable with this new normal, and we have to try to put in place systems that are going to actually help people to adhere to this. And I think part of that is parents making home a welcoming place over the next couple of months. And perhaps what my advice to parents would be to try to, in the first couple of weeks of this, you know, not to be nagging, not to be getting on, and just leaving people be, leaving children, young people kind of get used to this. And then perhaps try to put some structure on it from next week or the following one onwards, you know, because I think everybody's quite stressed at the moment. Everybody's quite anxious about it. And we have to try to come to terms with it collectively. And I know that's a challenge for everybody involved. And I guess it's just we need to have a bit of understanding that for us, you know, it's very easy. We have 3 or 5 or 6 decades of experience under our belts. For some young people, obviously, you know, at 15, your brain is still in rapid development. It really only completes development in your mid-20s, late 20s, perhaps sometimes much later for people like yourself, maybe, Ivan. And, you know, so it's just kind of, we have to be a little bit more understanding, I think, of people, you know.
I mean, at any age, the issue of respect is a word that's gone out the window. It's
people, absolutely. Yeah.
Respect and courtesy and manners are not things that parents today talk about. But, Steve, you're stay-at-home father of the year. You have a 16-year-old and 11-year-old. I mean, what are you saying to them? How are you parenting?
Well, obviously, I speak to both of them differently. I mean, my 16-year-old is coming to me with all these, you know, he's got, you know, all his friends on social media, and they're coming to me. Like, just last week, he came to me going, Dad, look, everyone's talking about it. The army are going to be called in, and they're going to be patrolling the streets and whatever else. And I went, okay, you need to learn how to look at this, everything you're hearing first. I said, first thing, let's see how many serving members of the armed forces are there. 7,700. I said, that's literally not enough people to control dodgier parts of Dublin. Do you know what I mean? So just learn how to view, you know, what you're hearing. Learn how to just check it out and investigate it first. My younger son, obviously, he's 11. he's, as we speak, he's actually out with one of his friends. He's at the moment, I'm telling him, yes, you can play with one friend, but you have to stay minimum 2 meters apart, so they're on their bikes, they're doing whatever. He not understands it's not for his health and not for his sake that he's doing this. It's for everybody else's. So, you know, reassure your younger children and talk directly and educate teenagers. Because Ian's right, like, there's nothing, no, you remember yourself when you were a teenager, many, probably back in the 1800s, and we, you know, you believed you were invincible. So these teens are out there, they don't see any risks to themselves. They think they're never going to get them.
All right.
And, you know, I've got structures in place for my kids. Every morning we're doing the schoolwork. In the afternoon, I'm coming up with some busy work. Our house has never been as clean. And then they get to just relax in the evenings. So, like, you can, as Ian says, make your home as welcoming and lovely as possible, just for this time. You can go back to nagging them about their room again in another 3 months. But for now, kind of everybody just go, let's just knuckle down or kind of huddle down together, stay warm and have fun.
All right. Huge text response, strongly disagreeing with our guests. My thanks to Stephen Commons and Ian Power. I just read a couple of texts. I agree with you. They're thinking about nice places. I grew up in a rough area, lack of education, no respect. Your guests are living in a dream if they think all teenagers are like their own kids, says Sean in Limerick. Deirdre in Longford said, when I was out for a walk yesterday, I had to avoid a group of 14 or 15 year olds blocking the pavement. It was obvious to me that they were looking at and talking about me. Now I know why. Possibly daring each other to cough on the little dear old lady. They had a lucky escape. If they'd done it to me, I wouldn't have taken that lying down. Good on you, Deirdre. And I live in County Waterford, and there's a group of lads going around taunting adults, running around wild at 5 a.m. this morning. Keep the text coming, 53106. We'll have the latest on the business front from Gavin next.